views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm amazingly makes you want to tackle your transitions and jump to your next chapter. Do you have a major change happening in your life and you don't even know where to begin? Are you letting fear and anxiety get in the way of your next move? Shelley has been working with people for over a decade with everything from writing books to career changes to simply cleaning out their closets. How? Powerfully and funnily. Shelley's creative and powerful approach makes it happen by guiding you deliberately, mindfully, and purposefully. Now, here's your host, Shelley Ryan.
Hello, everyone. I'm Shelley Ryan, and you're listening to Your Next Chapter on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and consider all of the chapters of your life story. How's it going so far? What chapter's next for you? It's time to open up your bestseller to a blank page and design your next chapter. As a transition coach, my clients come to me unsettled and dissatisfied with something in their life. It might be their job or their relationship or lack of one, their family, their health, weight, finances, or they just aren't having any fun. And they know they need to change, but for a variety of reasons, they haven't been able to make it happen. Today's next chapter is for those of you who want more fun in your life. We are so lucky to be talking with Kristen Sargent, owner of Legit Trips. Kristen has made a living out of helping people bring more fun into their life. She spent the last 15 years exploring the globe. Kristen has seen firsthand the incredible impact travel can have on one's life, from a global mindset to a global community. She believes learning about the world and the people in it can only lead to good things. She started Legit Trips with her best friend to spread more good and create a travel tribe of incredible like-minded adventurers. So please welcome Kristen to Your Next Chapter. Hello, Kristen.
Hey, Shelley. So happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. So Kristen, as I was preparing for this show, I was shocked at the statistics I read about how few Americans take their full vacation benefits. Over half do not. And I know I used to be guilty of that for years. Whenever I would leave a job, I would get a payout for my vacation time. And it was usually well over a month. Very sad, but very true. So Kristen, can you tell us a little bit about your story and how you came to this place in your life now?
Yeah, absolutely. Real quick, I'll talk to the 52%. I've been lucky enough to work in businesses where I was able to influence the vacation time structure or policy, however it worked. And at my last job, was able to champion unlimited paid time off for all of the employees. And the crazy thing is, even when you get unlimited paid time off, no one takes more than 5 weeks. That is still the ceiling. So
wow.
Yeah.
So hold on a second. You guys in your work environment, they were given the freedom to take as much time off as they wanted.
Absolutely true.
Wow. And then still the very max that anybody would take was 5 weeks.
Correct.
Whoa. Okay. That really just kind of supports that whole thing. We are not vacation takers.
No, we're not.
Gosh. Okay. And how, let me even step back. I know this might be a little off track a little bit, but how did that come about? Like, how did you influence someone to agree to unlimited vacation? I don't know. There's a lot of companies that have that.
There's enough out there that there's good research. And so that's what I used to achieve it. And we ended up having to put a minimum in place to say, okay, guys, we want everyone to take at least 1 week full and then two long weekends a year. And that's sort of like you get checked off on your three trips that you have to take each year.
Okay.
And because having a maximum didn't really help anyway, people weren't taking the time and I think everybody had at least 21 days when there was a maximum, and still, you know, people didn't use all of it. So we knew it was a small company and it's really easy to burn out. So we knew that people needed to be encouraged to take more time. Okay. And for better or worse, you know, the statistics do show that people just generally still will not take more than 5 weeks. And we've had it over a year now and found that to be true for us as well.
Wow. Okay. Well, how did that spring into Legit Trips?
Well, so it goes so far back. I landed my dream job as a wedding planner really early in my career out of college and quickly learned that, you know, high stress, high consumption events with really complicated family dynamics were maybe not my dream. So I found my way into sports and sporting events instead, and mostly because it seemed like the customers were so much happier. You know, people were pursuing a passion for cycling or triathlon or team sports, and they were happy to be there. So after more than a decade in sports, and that's the, you know, the most recent job that I came out of, I loved my work. I really just needed a change of scenery and a new challenge. And travel has always been that thing I've done with all my leisure time. Okay. So it seemed like the only way to be, you know, more in love with what I do and my job, and to maybe even have happier clients. You know, people on vacation are generally pretty happy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's usually the happiest you get, isn't it? I know a wedding can be a really happy day, but there's a lot more that goes into it, as you obviously found out.
Yeah, totally. It's happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and so you said you spend most of your, or you spend all of your leisure time traveling. Is that right?
Not anymore, but okay. For the longest time with a normal 9-to-5 and life to do, I would spend all of my leisure time traveling for sure.
Absolutely. Okay. And what do you do for fun?
Fun is kind of a layer on top of everything I do, I think. It's a choice for me. Like, I'm going to choose to have fun with whatever I'm doing.
Okay.
And so prior to this interview, I wanted to get my energy up. I went outside. I bounced on my trampoline before I hopped on the phone. It's just like anything that can be sort of, I think fun can make it like a win-win-win. So, you know, where like driving in the car could be really boring, but I have glitter plastic microphones and I do carpool karaoke when I'm driving with friends or sometimes when I'm driving by myself. I just think like any everyday thing that you can layer fun on top of, you just keep doing it through habit. It's an intention and a muscle that you just kind of build over time.
I love that. I can't wait to pull up next to you too and see the glitter microphones at work, right? I'm sure you get a lot of
energetic smile.
I bet they do. I bet they do. So Kristen, where did that practice come from? Because I think, I really love that, by the way, like that you're choosing to be happy. You're choosing to have fun, right? You're making things fun, even that might seem monotonous, you're finding a way to make them fun. So how did you come up with that?
Oh man.
I'm sorry.
Kind of drive to squeeze the juice out of life. And I had an employee way back, and I have to give her most of the credit. This was probably 8 or 10 years ago. And when I hired her, she told me in her interview, life's too short to be in a bad mood. And she's like, that's my personal mantra. I live by it. Everything I do is by it. I was like, I need a mantra like that. Yeah. And it was so good. I kind of just stuck with it. And for most people, I think it's easier to have fun, quote, I'm using air quotes, like on the weekend or on vacation, some time that's outside of their routine. Mm-hmm. But I think there's some sort of magic in finding fun in the routine and the day-to-day as well. You know, always putting on your favorite song when you're doing the dishes, or making it a habit to call your best friends when you have to take the trash out, or like something you don't want to do that you make fun because this is our one life and why not?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love that. Well, I know that you, when you kind of describe yourself, you call yourself the fun finder.
It's true.
Yeah, I can see it. I believe that. You are definitely the fun finder. And when you talk about kind of using that fun finder muscle, right? When you talk about using that muscle, what do you mean by that? Like building that muscle?
For me, it's easiest to build a muscle like that through habit. So for me, it starts with something like putting on your favorite song every time you're going to do the dishes, because I hate doing dishes.
Okay.
And so if I put a habit in place, like a very intentional habit in place like that, it makes it easier for me to grow the muscle. And I do think that over time, maybe you just don't hate doing dishes anymore because you have more positive. You know, I say muscle because I do think it said, okay, I need to do this radio interview now. But I know that getting outside and getting on the trampoline and bouncing around and having a laugh and a smile on my face just puts me in a happier place. So having the right tools is super important, but then just the muscle is like using them, putting them into practice, choosing to be happy, and you have to do something about it. So that's kind of what I mean by the muscle.
Got it. Okay. I think I lost you there for a second. So you guys okay?
Oh, shoot. Can you hear me?
I heard you. I hope Carter did too. So I'm sorry about that. I had a little technology glitch there. But that's what you're talking about, using your fun finder muscle, building your fun finder muscle.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. And Kristen, what's your favorite way to have fun? Like, what do you, I know you said you layer it on everything and that you really create fun and find fun in all kinds of different ways, but what is your favorite thing to do?
Be outside exploring something. It can be traveling to a new country or just hiking the mountains near where I live.
Okay.
Just like so much of our life these days is spent in front of a screen. So my leisure time is disconnecting from that and reconnecting with people and nature, feeling the sunshine on my skin, or just like sharing a cup of coffee or a laugh with a friend. Just total 180 degree shift, right? Like that's how I feel the best.
Yeah. And kind of getting away from that computer screen, because we do spend way too much time there, right?
Totally.
We definitely do. Well, I think this is a perfect place to stop, because it's time to go to break. You're listening to Shelley Ryan with Your Next Chapter. And when we come back, Kristen will talk about why it's important for people to make time for fun and leisure. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit karenbenton.com.
Are you looking to grow spiritually, expand your consciousness, increase psychic abilities? Well, there's a free app for that. Pure Light offers audios that transmit high spiritual frequencies to help you awaken to your full potential. Hundreds of audios created by some of the world's top energy healers, and many are free. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back on Your Next Chapter with Shelley Ryan. My guest today is Kristen Sargent, the Fun Finder. Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Kristen. So could you give us your web information for our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking, Shelley. It is legittrips.com, legittrips.com. You can learn about anybody that works at our company as well as their contact information on there.
Awesome. Great. So Kristen, before the break, we were talking about building your fun finder muscle. And why do you think it's important for people to make time for fun and leisure?
I think you hear a lot of hype and buzz in the business world about making sure that people take time off to avoid burnout at their jobs. And that's certainly true. But personally, I think people need to have fun and leisure time to reconnect to their inner child. I think people need to laugh and smile and unleash their creativity. If you can keep reconnecting to that sort of carefree part of you, I think you build some momentum around having fun and making time for leisure. It's like the saying, a body in motion stays in motion. Mm-hmm. I think a person having fun keeps having fun. They keep finding fun and maybe even having fun find them sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that actually kind of goes along with what you were saying earlier about, you know, it's just part of who you are now, right? So you look for it in all kinds of ways. Mm-hmm. And since you're expecting it, since you made that choice initially and you're expecting it, it finds you, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. And when you take groups of folks on a trip through Legit Trips, tell me how that works, how that whole process works.
Sure. Well, traveling and exploring, like I said at the beginning, has always been one of my deepest passions, and I've always prioritized and made time for it, carved out the time and really protected it. But I've always heard from people, I don't know how you do it. I just don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the knowledge, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we started Legit Trips to make travel both more fun and more easy. So we curate an itinerary and you get to rest easy knowing you're going to get the best the place has to offer, and you don't have to figure that out or sort of cross your fingers based on online reviews. We've either been there ourselves or we're working with local experts that we trust personally. Mm-hmm. And our trips are all group trips, somewhere between 8 and 25 people on most of the trips, depending on where we're going. And the group structure means that you get access to fun opportunities that you wouldn't have otherwise. So we just privately rented a pirate ship for our upcoming New Year's Eve in Honduras.
Oh, fun. How fun.
Yeah. So I feel like our guests get the benefit of the endorphins and the excitement of an upcoming trip without the stressors of having to research or plan it. And then they get a trip leader that's on site 24/7. So if there's anything that you need throughout the travel experience, they're there to make it the best it can be. And, you know, we just sort of think everything's more fun with friends. So we bring together these sort of like-minded groups that you get to play and party with and make sure that you have a really incredible time.
Now that sounds like an amazing opportunity for sure. Now, how do you make sure, or how do you help people maximize their leisure time?
Yeah, I think that it takes such an effort to sort of carve out and protect time for fun in the day-to-day. Mm-hmm. And when something's got to give, it's that leisure time that gets the axe, right? And most people, it's easier to relax, let loose, have fun when you're on vacation away from your obligations. But they get stressed about the idea of doing that, right?
Mm, yeah.
I know I need a vacation, but I can't even handle having to plan it.
Yeah. I don't have the time, right? If they're worried about time, right? I don't have time to plan a vacation.
Exactly. So we sort of take all the guesswork out of it. We like to say that not only we give people a really good bang for their buck, so they don't have to stress about like, am I getting a good deal? Do I need to negotiate? Do I need to look at 100 other things? We also give them some certainty that taking that time is going to be worth it because we really know what we're doing. We really are experts. And so they can sort of just put their deposit down. It's usually $250 or $500 to make that commitment. Mm-hmm. And then you're locked in. You've got your spot and you just have to book your flight and show up. We'll handle everything else.
Wow.
And we do payment plans and all kinds of things. If people are stressed about the financial aspect of it, we'll give you a monthly plan or three chunks or however you need to do it. So I kind of feel like that's the best way that we help people maximize their leisure time by just saying, you know, commit, put down your deposit and just show up. We'll handle the rest.
And what have people's hesitations been? Like if you, like you're like really, you're making this as easy as possible, right? But do you still find people are hesitant?
Sometimes. I think that solo travelers are the most hesitant.
Okay.
I think with group dynamics, people worry about fitting in. So we get a lot of questions about what's the demographic, what types of people are coming on the trips. And the trips themselves are generally niche enough that it attracts a very like-minded crowd. But we do sort of go through our guest list and make sure that people are paired up with the right type of roommate and that they're most likely to get along with most people on the trip really well. So I think that's the biggest hesitation is people think, oh, I'm coming by myself. And, you know, we take care of them if they need a roommate or want a roommate, or if they're looking to do one of their hobbies and they don't have anybody to do it with. You know, we sort of facilitate all of that community that happens.
Okay.
With the guests.
And do you find that most of them are solo travelers, or is it usually a group of friends coming together?
We get almost an even split every single time. 30-30-30. 30% solo travelers, 30% couples, and 30% small groups of friends. And then, you know, the rest is sort of less predictable.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. And then, and really, like, if you have that, any trip that you have, there's opportunity for all of those people to have a great time, whether you're there with your partner, whether you're there with a couple of friends, or whether you're there by yourself.
Yep.
Yeah, that is really cool. I think that would be a really fun way to go. So, Kristen, what was one of your favorite trips?
Oh, man.
Which might be hard for you to pick out. I think one time I talked to you, you were like talking about 17 islands in 17 days or something.
Yes. So I get asked this question all the time, and I continue to struggle with an answer because it's so hard to pick just one.
Okay.
So this year, I led a trip to the Galapagos, and it was just 10 of us, and we were like a little family. Everybody took care of each other. They just came as strangers and left as lifelong friends, and it was the coolest thing for me to see. And the Galapagos is such a, you know, for being in South America, for being relatively third world in Ecuador, it is very well maintained because it is a national park. And I just was completely awestruck by the beauty. Got to go scuba diving, got to see Equivolley, which is like Ecuador's version of volleyball. And there was so much culture in just that one experience. It blew my mind. So I loved the Galapagos, and I would go back again if I had a chance.
I bet you will. I bet you will. So when you said that, and actually I'm just really curious about, you said they, you know, we started off as strangers and left as lifelong friends. What do you think created that?
You know, travel's not always easy, and I think sometimes it's just better together, you know, getting out to the islands themselves. It's like, I think I had 5 flights to get there, and then you're on the boat. And it's just that shared experience. I think you can have it on any of our trips that, you know, you share a cool experience. Of course you bond over that. You make a memory. But the Galapagos was a small group, and it was a very far destination. And I don't know. It was some sort of magic in the air when we were there.
Everybody
together.
That's what it sounds like. It was really just this completely magical experience that you guys had. Absolutely. Yeah. That reminded me of something that I was reading about, that people are now more interested in spending their money on experiences rather than material possessions, which I thought was fascinating. And the study came about because of millennials. They were saying millennials are definitely spending more money on experiences rather than materialistic things. But it's even true for you know, older Generation X and baby boomers and that, because of just the value that it brings. So I would imagine that you are promoting that as well, right? The experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's definitely sort of the next generation mindset. They'd rather enjoy life than have the burden of owning a home. It seems to be continuing on the rise. And for me, vacation is one part of experiences, but I love it when our guests say to us, you know, after a trip to Ireland, that it reignited their passion for step dancing. And now they're step dancing at home. I really believe that taking that time out for a travel experience to have some fun can bring back the passions that are inside of you. So I love it when our guests follow up with us and say, man, after that trip to Cuba, I just have to take Spanish lessons. I love it so much.
Awesome. Like
those things that are going to stick with them beyond the trip. Those are the trip is an experience and a great way to spend your money. But I think having something that comes out of it that keeps living on with them is part of the magic of what I love to see afterwards.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hold that thought, Kristen, because we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Let's take a short break. You're listening to Shelley Ryan with Your Next Chapter. And when we return, Kristen is going to share about work-life harmony. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems Then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
We're back on Your Next Chapter with Shelley Ryan. I have Kristen Sargent from Legit Trips with us, and she's given us great information and insights on how to bring more fun into our lives. So far, we've talked about why having fun is important and how to build your fun finder muscle, and also just why to incorporate leisure time into your life. In this segment, we're going to talk about work-life harmony. We probably know it better as work-life balance, but Kristen and I have had a conversation about this, that that's not quite exactly what we're looking for, work-life balance. We also talked about work-life integration, but I think work-life harmony is a really good term. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I love it. I think you found the right word.
I think it is. So how do you, when you're on your trips, how do you balance scheduled itineraries and then time to do your own thing on a group trip?
Yeah, I think it's really similar to what I envision in my brain as work-life harmony. You know, this sort of everything has a place, but there's, I picture those, is it a Venn diagram where the circles cross over each other? Mm-hmm. And that space in the middle is shaded, that we try to have all of that. So on all of our trips, there's usually one or two planned activities for the group each day. And the rest of the time is for leisure. We found lots of group travel companies that were packing the itinerary minute by minute, 12 hours a day. And we find it just leaves people feeling like they need a vacation from their vacation.
Oh, yeah. So,
and, you know, it's that whole thing is just an analogy for life as well, right? If you pack your day minute by minute, 19 hours a day, you're going to feel like you need a break every day from your life. Yeah. So we just think it's better to have a balance of scheduled activities or tours and plenty of time to explore. People will go, you know, out on their own, wandering around town, relaxing, whatever way is right for them, or they might just let serendipity happen. And I think that's some of the best stuff, whether it's in life or on vacation, leaving space for the unplanned and the unexpected to happen. Like, I promise it's going to bring some of life's best moments. Mm. So.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. And I think that's, I think you nailed it about not just on vacation, right? It's not, we shouldn't do that just on vacation. We really do have to create space in order to allow creativity to occur, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we know that in America, we're probably not the best at work-life harmony. So have you seen a people or culture that's achieved that balance of work and fun?
The first that comes to mind is Costa Rica. Personally, I think they do a lot of things right. They protect nature. They are aiming to be totally resource independent in, I think, the next few years. But the people, and it perhaps is a product of the way the country prioritizes things, I'm not sure, but the people have this happiness about life, and it is kind of what I achieve in happiness in anything. In Costa Rica, they say pura vida, and it roughly translates to the pure life or the good life. But to them, it also has this element of kind of Hakuna Matata to it, where it's like, oh, sorry, your dinner came out wrong. Pura vida. Like, no worries, we'll fix it. Like, nothing is that big of a deal. Like, they definitely do not sweat the small stuff, but they're super, super grateful for everything. They're just, I don't know if it's because I've spent so much time there, but they're the people that when it rains, they run and jump in the puddles, and they smile, so grateful that it's raining. I just haven't encountered that much persistent happiness anywhere else. It's such a cool culture. I have Pura Vida tattooed on my body now as a reminder to be more Costa Rican and chill out and enjoy life, because they just like laugh and enjoy, and like nothing else matters other than enjoying their lives. And it's such a cool perspective to witness and to share with them.
Yeah, that's true indeed. Work-life harmony, right? Like, exactly. That's happening in their work and their, I mean, everything. Work and life is working together. It's integrated. It's fully integrated, and they're enjoying it all, no matter what it is, right?
Totally.
So now I know, and I hope I'm not taking you off track here a little bit, but now that you're starting your own business, right? You're working in your own business. Mm-hmm. And which is new for you, right?
It is.
Yeah. What do you see as kind of your biggest, I don't know if hurdle is the right word, because I don't think it's really a hurdle, but your biggest challenge to maybe finding work-life harmony?
Well, I think I'm really lucky. I've always done work that was something I was passionate about or really enjoyed myself. Mm-hmm. And I think staying connected to whatever that is gives you good perspective. You know, with any business, you can get caught up in just running the business, and it could be any business.
Yeah.
So staying connected to the actual work in some way has always helped me to maintain perspective. When I was working in sports, I would participate in the triathlon, or I would play on a team sport to remember why I was doing what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And it's a big pivot. So we've been in business for 2 years, and my business partner and I are both full-time now. And we went whole hog this year, and we both were on the road, 30 weeks or something crazy. And both kind of had to take a step back and say, we can't do all of this ourselves going forward. So we hired trip leaders, and I'm actually headed on this weekend on Sunday to go and have a retreat with them and train them and really establish what's most important to us as a business and what we want our customers to get, no matter who their trip leader is. Mm-hmm. But doing so enabled my business partner and I to feel comfortable that we were going to still have a life and not just live out of a suitcase. Because as much as we love traveling and we'll choose to be on the road on our own time, being on the road with guests 20 or 30 weeks of the year was just, it sort of took the fun out of it for us. You know, you can't bring your best self to the customers when it's your 12th trip in a row. So I think we found the right balance with that We're each doing about 7 trips next year, leading them ourselves. And our trip leaders will each do maybe 1 or 2. And I think it just will keep us all a little bit more refreshed and able to bring our best self to what we're doing. And that is, it became critically obvious. Like when we started to look at the 2019 plan and said, oof, it was like, no, we don't want to have those feelings about this work. We care so much about it. We are so passionate. How do we keep that level high? And, you know, you have to take care of yourself first before you can take care of other people. And it is a very customer service heavy job being with guests on vacation for weeks at a time. So I hope have found the balance and are, you know, we'll probably each travel just as much personally as we will for the business. And I think that will keep us connected to that sort of spirit of adventure and exploration that is why we're passionate about travel.
Yeah.
And we want to share that with other people. So it sort of has to be this balance of going on our own for ourselves and doing it with and for other people. So that's kind of, it's weird because it is our whole life at this point, but I think that's how we've achieved some work-life harmony within this major passion project that is our work now.
That's great. That's really great. I love that. So is there one place in the world that you haven't gone yet that you really want to explore?
Yes. One place. I have to pick one.
Yeah, one place. Ooh. Or two.
My number one for 2019 personal travel is Raja Ampat in Indonesia. It is a triangle in the ocean that is the highest density of marine life anywhere in the world. So I'm hoping to do a live aboard scuba diving trip for a week or so in that region of Indonesia. It's not very easy to get to, and I need to find some friends that want to split the cost of the boat with me.
So you would actually live right on the boat then for that entire week?
Yeah, the boats are outfit for scuba diving, and you basically can just dive 3 or 4 times a day really sort of maximize.
Whoa, and you see things that you would never see in other places in the world?
Correct.
It's
very dense. You know, it's a high diversity, high density. So it's just all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Okay, so then the second one, because we have another minute. What's the second place?
I am hoping to also get to Cappadocia in Turkey. And it's this really cool region that is best explored by hot air balloon. And I have still never been hot air ballooning, so I thought this would be the best way to start. It's really cool, sort of sand rock kind of clay type formations. And I forget the geological reason behind it, but they're very unique forms. And it kind of comes up through the valley floor into these little like spouts, little tiny like mini mountains with a puff on top.
Oh, wow.
And so you hot air balloon through the valley and you're kind of, there's mountains on both sides, but then these formations all below you and you can stay inside some of them. So they're like cave hotels.
Oh, wow.
that's number two, but it's super close to
number one. Yeah. Oh my gosh. For very different reasons. I love that. Well, Kristen, before we take a break, can you give us your contact information one more time for our listeners?
Absolutely. Our website is legittrips.com, legittrips.com. You can contact me directly if you wish, KRISTEN at legittrips.com. I'm happy to give anyone, it's an offer of our business. We offer free travel consultation to anybody that reaches out to us. So whether you want to come on a trip with us or you have travel dreams of your own, we offer a free 15-minute consultation to anybody in the world. So happy to hear from you and help make your travel dreams come true. Help you get some more fun and leisure time booked in your life.
Thank you so much, Kristen. I really appreciate you joining us today. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Thanks, Shelley.
Would
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Megan will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength, working past trauma and abuse. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Tune in every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Megan and her work, visit enterthelightllc.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Your Next Chapter. I really loved talking with Kristen from Legit Trips and loved all the information that she shared about creating and having more fun in your life. I think she is doing that better than anyone else I know on this planet. So thanks again, Kristen. When I do my retreats and workshops, I usually get into a section where I ask people what they would love in their lives in the area of career or finances or relationships or spirituality, health, and fun and leisure. And if someone's really struggling and can't seem to come up with what they would love, I know that if I ask them to imagine their dream vacation, they can come up with something right away. They may not be able to clearly identify what they want regarding their health or their relationships, but they definitely know they want a vacation. There's so many benefits to taking a vacation and having more fun in your life. In addition to what Kristen already talked about, there's a huge benefit, which is stress reduction. There have been a lot of studies that show that after taking time off from work, vacationers have fewer stress-related physical complaints, such as headaches, backaches, heart irregularities, and they still felt better even 5 weeks after their vacation. One that kind of surprised me was heart disease prevention. A host of studies have highlighted the cardiovascular health benefits of taking a vacation. One study says that men at risk for heart disease who skip vacations for 5 consecutive years were 30% more likely to suffer heart attacks than those who took at least a week off each year. Studies find similar results with women. Women who took a vacation once every 6 years or less were almost 8 times more likely to develop heart disease or have a heart attack or die of a coronary-related cause than those who took at least 2 vacations a year. Another really cool benefit is improved productivity. Ernst & Young conducted an internal study of its employees and found that for each additional 10 hours of vacation time that employees took, their year-end performance ratings improved 8%. In addition, frequent vacationers were significantly less likely to leave the firm. So when you're more productive, you're happier, and when you're happier, you excel at what you do. So if any of you are in HR or hiring managers, this is really good retention information, kind of what Kristen talked about when she got them to give unlimited vacation time. There's definitely a plus for it. And another big benefit is better sleep. Vacations can help interrupt the habits that disrupt sleep, like working late into the night or watching a backlit screen before bed. So if you have stress from work and you find your sleep is disrupted because of anxiety or tension, take time off and learn to reset your sleep pattern. I totally did that this past weekend, completely resetted my sleep pattern. Actually got a lot of sleep this past weekend. Over the last six shows, we've covered each of the areas that help people with major new chapters in their life. We talked about thriving on change. We covered careers, making career changes, and possibly even leaving your corporate job and going into business for yourself. I know health is a big chapter for some of you, and we discussed no more diets. For those of you looking to find a partner or making improvements in the area of relationships, we talked about swiping right and what we need to do to prepare ourselves for lasting love. And last month, we talked about unleashing your inner millionaire for those of you who want to start a new chapter around your finances. Just checking to see if any of you made your wealth pouches. That was something that I definitely did. We didn't talk specifically about spirituality, but I found it not surprising that everyone touched on spirituality in some capacity. And of course, this last show is all about fun and leisure. So if you're finding yourself wanting to make a decision around adding more fun into your life, or a new chapter is in your near future and you find your head is spinning because you have no idea what to do or where to begin, or maybe you feel overwhelmed by the decisions you need to make, set up a complimentary strategy session with me and we can talk it through and just sort it out. You can go to www.yournextchaptercoaching.com or www.shellyryan.com to schedule your complimentary strategy session. I know the holidays are coming up and my husband and I made a big mistake and went to Walmart on Thanksgiving evening around 6:30. That's 30 minutes after Walmart opened for Black Friday. Oh my gosh, what a madhouse. I just wanted one thing. We will not do that again. If you're looking for a good Christmas gift to give someone and don't want to leave the comfort of your home, I'm offering a holiday coaching special, which includes two 60-minute coaching calls for $99. Two sessions typically would help you or a friend identify what you might be struggling with and create a clear picture for where you want to go. This would also be great for starting out 2019 with a clear plan. So let me know if you're interested. And I promise you, you don't have to be in any big long lines or anything to get that gift. And if you've been listening to my show, you may have gotten the feeling that I love retreats. And I do. And I think listening to Kristen really reemphasizes that. They're a great way to relax, recharge, and get away from your day-to-day routine. So if you feel like 2019 is going to be your year to make a big change and you want to start out with a clear plan and focus, come to Ignite Your Dream in 2019. The dates are January 4th through the 6th in Phoenix, Arizona. And the short weekend retreat is dedicated to you so you can get crystal clear about your dream for this year and develop a focused action plan to make it happen. We'll get outside and enjoy the Arizona sunshine. You'll develop some new connections with like-minded people, eat some delicious Southwest food, and leave with your dream ignited. You've heard me talk about my Scaredy Cat retreat on previous shows. This is the perfect opportunity for those of you who are ready to push through your fears and live your life with courage, confidence, and creativity. Please join me for this 7-night, 8-day adventure in Isla Mujeres, Mexico, July 5th through July 13th, 2019. Those are different dates from the last time, July 5th through July 13th in 2019. My Go Slow retreat in Key Cocker, Belize is August 7th through the 11th. And this retreat is for those of you who are tightly wound and know you need to unwind. Are you a type A personality who doesn't know how to slow down or feels guilty when you do? Is your body telling you it's time to take a break? This retreat is for you, if that's you. The theme of the entire island is go slow. It'll be a relaxing opportunity for you to get a chance to rest and decompress and go slow. This one is all about taking care of you. We'll focus on how to get better sleep, learning for the first time or enhancing your yoga practice. We'll enjoy eating healthy, developing or growing your meditation practice, enjoying the beach, connecting with other women. We will go slow together. So stay tuned for more details on this one. And if you have a desire to visit Africa, get your passports ready because we are going to Ghana October 25th through November 3rd in 2019. My husband, who's from Ghana, and I will be leading you on a 10-day adventure exploring Accra and the Cape Coast area. The theme for the trip is growth. You can find out more information on each of these retreats at www.yournextchaptercoaching.com. Retreats are amazing because they are a way to get away from your regular routine and gain a new perspective, a place to offer time for reflection and recharging, maybe even reinventing. If you're looking for an opportunity like this, shoot me an email at shelly@yournextchaptercoaching.com and we can figure out which one is right for you. So thank you for joining me for this episode of Your Next Chapter. Thanks again to Kristen Sargent at Legit Trips for joining me today. Loved everything that she talked about. I'm going to work on building my fun-finding muscle. Happy, happy holidays to you and cheers to whatever new chapters are ahead of you.
Thank you for listening to Your Next Chapter Radio, Navigating Through Life's Transitions with Shelly Ryan. Tune in live the fourth Monday every month at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Shelly's creative and powerful approach makes your next chapter happen by guiding you deliberately, mindfully, purposefully, and funnily. Experience proven strategies to set you up successfully for your next move. Get ready to accelerate your purpose with Your Next Chapter Coaching and listen to past shows at yournextchaptercoaching.com. That's yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!